hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Check, check, check. We're both being interrogated.
Yes. It's like Pigstar is watching us.
The warmth of her ear just scared me.
It's so scary.
Hey.
You know the Pigstar light, right?
The lamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, just stomping people out.
It's just staring at us right now.
Yeah, judging.
Dude, plotting. Straight up. It's plotting. It's going to stop our heads in the night. Anyway, welcome everyone.
Hey, welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine.
Coming to you live from Baldwin.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Baldwin, Michigan.
Repping that shit.
Mm-hmm. Alex, give the people a Baldwin fact. Free Narcan.
Yeah, there's free Narcan.
All the Narcan you can do. It's all here.
I was going to go more with a nature fact, but yeah, there's a free Narcan machine.
That's the first time I've ever seen one.
Yeah. You'd think they'd have one in Benton Harbor, but...
I don't care about people in Benton Harbor.
Well, duh.
Especially you.
Duh.
I like that, Alex.
Fucking mow his lawn and
charge your fucking asshole.
$350.
That's how much they charge you?
Yeah, dude.
How's it say?
They charge just to mow the front yard and then mow my fucking downspouts over. Like, they destroyed my property and then charged me $350 for it.
I remember that now. Did we
trust
about
me.
This on the-
yeah, we did.
Okay.
I'm still not over it.
Like,
fuck you, Benton Township.
Hey, assholes.
Eat a dick. It's not over.
Was that at the beginning of the summer?
Yeah. No, it was last year. It was a year ago.
Okay. Are you sure? We did talk about it on
the
podcast.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Trust me. I remember.
I know.
It's like 9/11.
It's about
in my
person.
Front yard. Yeah.
Another downspout has been crushed, sir.
There was two.
Now there's,
okay.
Now there's not. Now there's just two empty holes.
All right. Sorry to everybody. I'm not comparing my downspouts to 9/11.
That's pretty bad.
It was two downspouts, and they were down.
And spouts.
They weren't spouting anymore.
Yeah.
They crushed them. They crushed them shut,
they
dude.
They spout off to the wrong township or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
What an asshole. You know I hit that shit on purpose.
Well, no shit.
I mean, I've never driven one of those, like, zero-turn fucking mowers, but...
Bro, you don't run over downspouts.
I was going to say, I bet when you know how to drive one, as soon as you figure it out, you're...
You Spire get off the mower downspouts. And you take the downspouts off. There's no screws. You just take them off and then put them back on.
Yeah, it just slips right on.
Especially if you're going to charge somebody $350 fucking dollars.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a lesson to you to keep your shit short, man.
Yeah. As the neighbor's was as long as mine.
Yeah. Was your neighbor like, oh, fuck, man, I don't like my downspouts. I'm going to...
I don't know. It was one that was like weird neighbor was living there. So,
ooh, tell me about this weird neighbor.
I told you the fucking one. Like,
was it the guy that came over and sat on the porch?
Nah, it was the one that like I never saw, and he had New York license plates.
Oh
and, like,
yeah, yeah.
Always had the blinds closed. For a while there, like, my internet was messing up. Like he had a jammer or something.
Yeah, or he was like, pull it off of your shit.
I have no idea, dude.
What do you think, NSA, FBI?
No, I think it was a trap house.
NCIS? What do you think they're like mining Bitcoins and shit?
Trap house.
Oh, like a Bitcoin type trap house?
No.
Oh.
Like probably fucking human trafficking. Who knows?
Oh, so they just moved to a neighborhood and the way to lay low is to steal everyone's internet?
No. A jammer. Do you not know what a jammer is?
Like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah. It's exactly. It's a crust.
The crust, yeah.
It's the crust. Uncrustable.
Is that a jammer?
Yeah. That's exactly what the name brand is.
Hey, what's the deal with
What's the deal with airlines?
What's the deal? Who are these people? Okay, do you think... what are the benefits of keeping moss in your car?
Keeping what?
Moss in your car?
Dude, I don't know. Car moss, you know?
Car benefits? Car moss? Question mark?
It should be, let's just start a company.
Yeah.
Car moss.
We'll bring you moss. Yeah.
Carmoss.com.
Like, it's better. It's just better.
You get fresh air.
Yeah. Never claim why it's better.
It's better than an air freshener.
But do declare that it is.
Just don't argue, but do.
Yeah, just talk like a politician. Just do like, it. Why is it better? It's like, that's correct. That's the thing. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but why? You got it. It is. Just don't ever actually answer.
So we're up at the cabin.
Up in the cabin, yep.
Doing it up, chilling. Ailing.
Watching
old school movies.
Yeah.
DVD style.
Yeah, dude.
For anybody that knows what that is.
I gotta say, I do love the pirating, like the anti-pirating.
Oh, dude. You like how I was in the bathroom and I knew by the music?
Steal from an old man. You don't know me.
You wouldn't steal from an old lady, would you?
I would.
Yeah.
I would do this. Just beating an old woman to death and taking her DVD. Like, waiting for old
people. Wait for old people
to come out of Blockbuster.
Green fried tomatoes or some shit. I don't know what old ladies rent, but I don't even know where there's a video store other than Redbox.
They're calling him the Redbox Assaulter. The Redbox Ripper.
The Redbox Ripper. Just rip DVDs out of the
only, yeah. And then he goes home, and then he just rips them onto his computer, and then takes them back and returns them.
With a bow on it or something. Yeah. And some fresh baked cookies.
Just scratch
up. Just a psychopath.
Yeah, dude. We're at 11.
I love it.
The Red Box Ripper.
The Red Box Ripper strikes again.
Yeah, dude.
All over the states.
It started with Big Daddy, but where does it end?
We think he might be a trucker, but we're not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he just must keep swinging through this one neighborhood.
Yeah.
On his way back from, you know, the other side of the country, he always passes through this one little neighborhood. And all the assaults take place in one red box.
It's called the Dead Box.
Yeah.
Whoa, except for nobody does.
Happy Halloween.
Their bank account does, because he doesn't ever return the movies. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He rips your life savings out of the wall. In Leafies.
Movie by movie.
You owe so much money. And then he works for a collection agency.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
M. Night Shyamalan that.
Keep the money moving.
What a twist.
Money can't stop exchanging hands. That's how business works. That's what gave me my successful business outlook that I have today.
Should we smoke this doober?
Probably should.
Probably.
Yeah.
What's your business outlook?
I forgot.
Robbing old ladies of their red box?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
I don't know how sustainable that is. Like,
it's not. And it's not. So, it's, I'm not doing it for money. I'm just doing it for the thrill.
I just like how quiet Daisy is. at the cabin.
Don't shake that.
Dude, she's snoring into...
She's just laying, sharing this bed with me.
Dude, she's gonna sleep forever.
That's fine.
Like, not, she's not gonna die. She's just not gonna wake up ever again.
Yeah. Until she hears some fucking keys jingling at the door, then she'll wake up.
Don't do that. Something jangle.
My fucking sinuses have been dog shit all week. Yeah, I got a lot of sinus pressure. Feel it in the eyes, you know.
Should I get a little plunger?
For what?
Baby plunge. Oh, dude, I got one of those pump things at my house.
What pump things?
Those nasal... The fucking...
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
That sucks your nose?
Yeah. It's weird.
The bulb thing?
No, it's like a whole contraption.
Oh.
And it's got, like, a saline packet you put on the top.
Oh.
Nasal something.
Yeah, like sprays saline into your fucking...
No, it like straight pumps and sucks.
Damn.
It gives your nose a complete blowjob enema.
You just... Yeah.
A blenema.
A blenema. Yeah, dude, I would take one of those right now.
Well, when we get back into town...
Dude, my nose almost...
I'll give you a blenema, bro.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate
I'll show you how to do it yourself. I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, yeah. I appreciate you, man. I'll take it from here. Nobody makes me cum but me.
Nobody. Nobody makes me cum my own cum.
Hey, you made me cum my own cum.
Nobody makes me cum my own cum.
He's so mad about it. Hey!
Hey!
Oh! Hey! Ow! Hey!
Wow!
Who did that? It's the big idea. Alright. What happened, though, today? When you were at the gas station?
Okay, so for the second time in the past, like, 2 months, I have had an Indian guy compliment me on my beard, and today he was telling me how to shape it up. His looked really bad, so like
yeah, he has to your chin taper.
Yeah, taper. He's trying to tell me to taper it up.
Taper,
which actually I mean to do. I'm just lazy and crazy, so.
Yeah, I still say just shave your chin.
Just the chin? Yeah. I'll do like the mutton chop.
Yeah.
Like giant mutton chops.
Yeah.
And tight. A mustache.
Uh-huh. All connected.
Mutton,
yeah.
Mutton, what would you call it?
I can't remember what it's called.
Mutton?
But. A button stash?
No, yeah, that's what know, I would call
it's
it.
It's probably
I
got something weird, like a wibbly or something.
A stash
like
mutt?
A stash mutt. A mustache.
A mutt stash.
Yeah, mutt stash.
I go mutt stash. That's what I'm calling it.
Nah, that's what it's called.
If I do it, that's what it's called.
Nah,
dude.
You're wrong. That's what it's called.
I'm sorry, but you're fucking wrong. Don't tell me what the fuck is. Is it on your face? No, it's on mine, motherfucker. Yeah. So I'll call it whatever the fuck I want. Technically, I have one. It's connected to my beard, which is connected to the chin bone, which is connected to the jaw bone, and then you just punch somebody in the face. I don't know how that works. You got to type in mutton chops with a mustache.
Yeah, I got that. I'm trying to find out what the name is.
Hit this shit.
I'm okay though.
You good?
Uh-huh. Why can't I just... Oh, here's like a chart.
There's a chart?
Yeah. Ooh, the Ned Kelly. I'd say
the
right now...
The Ned Kelly.
I would say right now you have the Ned Kelly.
What does that... Show me it.
That's number...
The fuck does that... How do I have the Ned Kelly?
Number 36 at the bottom.
Hold on. Okay. But I'm going for the side. What is 30?
Yeah. Side whiskers.
Side whiskers?
That's what it's called out here.
Bro, side no. Whiskers.
That sounds insane.
No. That's... Who the fuck... What chart... This is not a chart that is...
What?
Look up a different fucking chart.
The one next before it is friendly button jumps.
Bro, no. You picked the worst chart in the world.
Hungarian.
Dude, some fucking dick without a beard made this chart. You know how that works, right?
All the mustaches look the exact fucking same. This whole row.
Yeah. No. Nah. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Seriously, just like chevron.
Find a different one. And if Hitler, you don't Hitler's, find a different one, I quit.
You know what the Hitler stash is called?
What?
It's a toothbrush.
No.
This is wrong, isn't it?
Bro, find a different one.
Wait. Look at 29. Friendly button chops. We're buddies. We're
stop
having...
moving.
I can't.
What in the shit, dicks?
I'm trying to hold it still, so I'm like focusing on it. It's like making me shake.
Stop shaking.
I can't.
Eat some Xanax or something.
We definitely know it's not the booze. Had plenty of that. Alright, so what the fuck is this called then?
I don't know. Go to beard chart. Go to beard listings. I have no clue.
The Balbo.
Oh, it's called the Sandman.
Why they just the goatee patch? And it's just the dude from System of a Down.
Why?
Out of Wikipedia.
What even is his name? Fucking
dude. What?
Something.
I got disturbed.
Oh, that's not even no. That's like a Hitler stash, but on your chin.
That's just the soul man.
No, that's a Hitler chin patch.
Get the zap,
dude. If you moved that up. From his chin to his lip, it would be a Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a fucking goatee. It's not a soul patch. I don't give a fuck what you call that. That's a chitler. That's a chin Hitler.
A chin Hitler, yeah.
Yeah, bro. The chitler.
Soul patch is now the chitler. Hold up.
God damn, that's what she said. I don't know what that even means.
Yeah.
Gross.
The friendly button chops.
I'm just gonna rock the fucking heli.
The heli?
Heli.
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 Yeah, we gotta just like cut it out that way. You shouldn't do that. Like
similar
cut
to friendly mutton chops and side whiskers, but trimmed mustache and sideburns. It originates in Hawaii. Oh.
Ooh. Right.
I'm gonna get fucking Hawaiian on this shit.
To get laid.
Duh.
All right, so
let's read off the beard types. Supposedly,
there's too many. I mean, that's just a subsection of partial beers.
Beers. There's too many beers to name.
Dude, my chops are like dope though. Like, look at that. That dude's pulling it off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but I would want to have the mustache.
Definitely.
Though. Like, so like, why couldn't I just like, take a little tiny lawnmower?
That guy looks fucking weird. The neck beard. I don't think I've ever seen a real neck beard.
No, imagine me mowing a little tiny patch with an actual tiny lawnmower.
He's goddamn Amish.
Hey, motherfucker.
What?
Are you listening to what I'm saying right now?
Yeah, sorry. Say it again.
Fucking look at me.
Distracted by fucking Amish people.
Yeah. Have you met some? I've met them in person.
Dude, their beards are called
I met one that was right. Hey, shut the fuck up and listen to me. God damn it. Yeah, I met one that looked exactly like that, and he was driving a fucking diesel truck.
I remember the story.
Yeah.
Like what happened?
I fucked him.
Uh-huh.
So hard.
You just wrapped your hand around his beard and took him.
Yeah. You know.
Missionary.
That's like, if you meet a leprechaun, you have to do, you know. Just like,
stare into his eyes.
Yeah, like, it's the only way.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, let's edit that out.
Getting your beards all tangled together and shit.
Gross.
Just because you're making out so hard. It stays in.
This microphone on your ass.
All of that stays in, dude.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Big bong hip.
Yeah, see? Karma's a bitch. No, I don't even know what I was trying to say because you're an asshole. I was trying to talk about beards.
Still, yeah.
What were you going to say? You're saying...
Well, originally we were talking about how Indian guys keep telling me about how my beard is so good.
Yeah, you got complimented by another Indian guy telling you to taper it.
Yeah, so. He's like trying to tell me how to do my
you
beard.
Know you should do.
Where his beard looked like shit, by the way.
Where he had.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Are you taking advice from you, you fucking...
No, he was like jealous. Like, he was like...
It's like,
oh, it was kind of creepy, I'm not going to lie.
In my culture, I'm no man.
Yeah. But he was, like, huge.
Yeah.
Like, he could have beat the shit out of me. But,
you should clean
shit. But my beard.
It's too buoyant.
It's too strong.
Too much, yeah. It's like your chin's just surrounded by water balloons at all times. I think scientifically that is a proven fact.
Ah, yes. The water bullied.
Yeah. It absorbs a little bit of impact. Just a little bit.
Oh, dude, yeah. I've been hitting the jaw a few times.
But you never know. That might be like a thing. A little bit of like getting shot with a shirt on.
Dude, I got hit in the face with a fucking... I don't know if you know what an edging shovel is. But they're fully steel. The handle is steel and it's weighted.
Shovels you use to slowly jack your dick off.
Yes.
For hours.
Like, just at the tip.
just a shovel, a little shovel. Like,
a little
gardening shovel that you just, like, touch your dick with.
You take two of them.
That's what it is.
You take two, dude.
Hell yeah, I know what edging shovels are, dog.
You just edge it. It makes the climax so much
Would
better.
Would you rather have something like a little post digger? So you can just, like... Pick it up, move it around.
What would it be called? Fuck. I can't think of a good name.
Post digger, man.
Nah, but that's not good enough.
The digger wiggler?
I got nothing. I'll come up with something.
Right.
You can put it back in.
Well,
that's what she said.
I do.
Hi,
yo. I can't believe how fucked up my sinuses are right now.
Yeah. Mine are just as fucked up as they usually are. So
way deep up as
I'm doing good.
Cool. Amish beards are called Shadoda.
Shadoda.
I'm going to come back here and look more at those. The more I'm seeing mutton chops and mustache, it's just called all kinds of shit, man. Side whiskers. That's exactly what it is.
This is so dumb.
Chester A. Arthur was rocking. Okay, enough of that.
Side whiskers is the dumbest name for, like, I'm not a cat man.
What cat suit?
What cat suit?
Oh, yeah. Earlier, when I was in the car driving this weekend, I was thinking about, like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
But it's Elon Bust.
Oh. Like a porno or?
No. That's just him and he's like
just busting
I
everywhere.
I want to put three people in bus and have that bust.
He doesn't want
I want three people to go to the moon and bust to be able to make it back with the same rockets. It's Elon Bust.
Bro, I don't get it.
That's
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had written down.
Elon Bust?
Uh-huh.
Like, is he jizzing?
Yep. His whole goal is to get people to the moon so that they can come on the moon. And
That's what I thought.
He wants to get them to Mars so they can come on Mars.
Maybe confused.
That's why you want self-driving cars so that you can spend more time busting in the car.
It's nothing everywhere.
All of his shit's about busting.
So he... Do you think he... has an idea for, like, inside the car, like, windshield wipers, just in case you get overboard.
No, see, I feel like by then he'll just have, like, a big tube that you just, like...
Just a flush
light. Just a big fleshlight tube, yeah, in the back seat. That's, like, warmed by...
What do you mean, the front seat?
Yeah, wherever. There'll be four of them. You'll have four of them. One for every passenger.
But here's
like
the
ashtray.
Here's the kicker. All four deploy at the same time. There's no just hold out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to be in that car.
And then the cub, well, your bust would have to, like, power the car somehow.
Ah.
You know?
I get it now.
Like, it turns it into battery juice or something.
Elon Buzz.
Elon Buzz.
Okay.
Specific.
I get it.
He fills all the batteries with bust. Yeah. And then
like, the sperm swim around and create some sort of, like,
power, electricity.
Electricity.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not, but
those
that is
turbines.
Yeah. That's beyond
me.
Swim
through.
Yeah. That
for 10 eggs.
The why house and who's yeah. Well, that's all too technical for me. I just know that those people are coming out batteries.
Hey, you know. Sometimes you gotta come out of battery.
Elon Musk is making cars that will suck your dick.
Just make sure you don't have a solid flow or you're gonna get zapped.
They got busting stations outside of Starbucks and shit. It's just like, yeah. It's just porn.
Oh, my God.
He's got new porn.
Just standing there.
Just porn and, like, zinc pills and, like, supplements. And pineapple because the car thinks that it tastes better.
Yeah. So good. I don't know why it's a dude car, but I can't do a girl car.
That's good. Feed me more. I'll go like 50 more miles if you give
feed
me some
me
more.
Feed me some more.
Give me some more. Come on. Come on. We got hills coming up. Give me some more. He's just like, oh, God. I should have got more Viagra back at the bus station back there.
They sell it at the stations where you charge, quote unquote, charge.
Yeah. Well, you get your, like, you can get your Elon Musk pass. And, you know, you flash it, it gives you, like, Viagra and horny goat weeds, like gas station pills, you know?
Just jizzes on your windshield.
Yeah.
And then the wipers wipe it into a receptacle that.
And somehow the car is dirtier and worse for the environment. I don't know how. Like, I don't get it. Somehow it's even worse.
Oh my God.
They're like, they're just like fracking pornography out of the ground now.
Now I can think there's like,
we need to make more batteries.
Some dude up at the fucking thing just jerking it.
Yeah.
The fast pass.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of guys up there.
So, that's Elon Musk. I gotta turn my mic off first. I'm gonna blow my nose. Get my brains out.
Yeah.
You see, what we've been trying to do is all weekend, try not to talk about stuff. Being like, save it for the podcast. Oh, that's a great idea. Now I forgot everything.
I know. Something happened at home.
Before we left?
Yeah, you were like, shut up.
You were going to tell me about a suitcase you found.
Oh. Dun, suitcase. Dun, dun. So.
Where are you at?
I'm not going to say the location.
Outside somewhere.
I was doing my diligent duties as a citizen and paying my taxes and doing my job. And I arrived at a location to do some landscaping.
Wonderful.
And
that's, you know, improving, making the community great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, great. Yeah.
You know? It's all you can do.
What else would you do?
It's the only thing to do. So,
well, that sounds great. Yeah. It went off without a hitch.
No, it was actually great.
Did something
super creepy.
Did a hitch happen?
Oh, there's some hitching. So, pull up and see this.
Pulled up to the scene with your... See what, missing?
Pulled up to the scene with my dick out. No.
A pull up. Dick's pull out. Up,
dick's out. Ready to rock. Got the cat.
Rock hard. Fully torqued. Ready to go.
No, that is not what the fuck.
I'm picturing it, see, with your vest and your work shirt on. Hey, oh, my bad. Whoopsie.
Sorry.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Sorry about the boner.
I'm just going to tuck that right away there.
I'm going to tuck it up into the waistband.
We'll just tuck that away.
Anyway, motherfucker.
All right, so you put your dick away.
Yeah, I put my dick away. And then... So I see this suitcase, like, not too far into the woods. And it's got a fucking, one of those, like, highway, like, memorial crosses on top of it. And it's, like, too perfectly on top of it. So I was like, I gotta go see what's in there. I mean, how do you not?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I mean... Come on, wouldn't you have?
Absolutely.
I put gloves on first, yeah. Obviously. I'm not just going to raw dog it.
Yeah,
fucking...
I mean, I'd be ready to call the cops, maybe. It's just like, well, maybe there's a baby in there or something.
I wanted to see first, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just be like, I thought I was saving a puppy. I heard a bark.
I heard a bark, I swear to God. Yeah.
Off in the... I don't know where it came from. I was just trying to save a dog. But, Yeah, so fucking I go over to it. The cross on top, it was like perfectly laid on top, creepily. So that's why I thought like there was gonna be like a baby or an animal or like a hooker's head or some shit, you know.
Absolutely.
You know how that shit rolls.
Yes.
And
totally.
Turns out those crosses are only $7.
Yeah, it still had the price
still had
tag,
the tag on it.
Hell yeah.
So that was a little weirder. I don't know what was weirder.
Where
it was
you
all
get
weird.
Those?
Huh?
Where do you even get those?
I have no fucking clue.
Get the farm
the dollar
store
I'm assuming. No, it was like shitty fake, you know.
I wonder if traffic, when traffic does start out, if like the price goes down.
Maybe.
Like they're on clearance, you know?
Hey! Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
We got teas!
But, so I open this thing, and the first thing I see is a book of spells.
Yes.
I know. And one of the people I was with was like, ah! And ran away and shit.
Yes.
Hilarious. Yeah, they weren't black either. Like, hell no. Nah.
Not me.
Nah, it was like a makeup bag that had no makeup or anything in it. But, and then there was like a plastic bag with something in it. And I grabbed it and it was all like squishy. It's a fucking dildo.
How big?
Weird. It looked like a fucking pawn. Like, from Chet. Like it,
yeah, it's a big butt plug.
I don't know. I didn't. And they had there was a huge thing of lube.
Yes.
And it was all in a plastic bag, thank God. Because I saw the plastic bag and I was like, what is in here? Dude, yeah.
So imagine whoever's that is.
Just
I threw like,
those, those gloves went right in the dumpster.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go put it in here. In this,
I'll put
property.
A cross on top
I'll
of it.
Put a cross on top.
Nobody will touch it. Hey.
I'll come back in 3 days. And if it's still there, then God wants me to put it in my ass.
Oh, and then they had a bunch of fucking lottery tickets.
Litters?
No.
Were they scratched?
Yes.
Saving them, though, huh?
Why?
So was there really? There was really a spell book?
No, it was like a makeup bag, like purse type of thing. Like you could use it as either or. You know how girls have like their fucking.
But it was like a spell book.
It just said spell book on the outside.
Huh.
And then there was like a bunch of clothes in the thing, and it like none of it was weathered.
Except well, it was the cross. A dooley there, probably.
The cross was weathered.
I'm guessing that cross was probably found and just pulled out of the ground somewhere.
Bro,
I feel
it
like.
Didn't look like it had ever been, like, you know, I can tell if something had been stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
Just the tag, like, was weathered. I have no fucking clue. I don't want to know. I opened it. I didn't close it back up.
Probably should have just threw it in the dumpster.
The dumpster was locked shut.
Oh.
I could fit my gloves through. Because I didn't want those gloves after fuck. Dude, that dildo is so squishy. I don't even know how it'd be pleasurable.
You should have taken a picture of
bro,
it, dude.
I didn't even
that's
want
so
to.
Funny.
What if, like, there's a dead person in the woods?
Yeah. You got the gloves on, but you just. You standing there with a giant butt plug would have been funny. Just in a parking lot somewhere.
Dude, I don't know. Just.
That would have been an awesome t-shirt.
Not a giant thing of personal lube. That's what it said.
Personal.
It was like Walgreens.
It's like a quarter gallon.
No, I'm not. It was a big old fucking. It's like a. Like a face wash size thing of lube. Yeah.
Quick lube.
They were getting it on whatever hole they were shoving that thing in.
Dude. It sounds like some butt shit.
It seems like if you have to wrap it in a plastic bag, I would assume it's some butt shit.
Well, yeah, I don't know. What did you say at the store earlier?
Fuck, I don't know.
That
about the cocaine?
Yeah, the lady.
Yeah, you were like. Gotta find something to clear my nose up.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, maybe we do a bunch of cocaine.
I didn't know that lady was standing right next to me.
I knew she was right behind us. That's why I said it.
It's hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
She's like, don't do cocaine.
She was like, use some saline.
Yeah, use saline and
Mucinex. Use saline and Mucinex. And then afterwards, she was like, I don't think the cocaine is going to help. It was fucking hilarious.
Shut up, bitch. You don't know me.
Yeah, we don't have cocaine at all.
That's a
bunch of weed.
I seriously just can't breathe.
He did. Yeah, my inhaler? Smell. Fuck. That's not going to help your nose.
Honestly, I kind of think I want some saline now.
See? You should have listened to her.
I know. Well, you can make it. I think it's just salt
water. I was
water.
Just about to say, you just go make some right now. Yeah. Salt water and water. You just. That was dumb as fuck. It's fucking water and salt.
Yeah.
Salt water and water, bro. You gotta mix the two, dog.
First, salt. First. Step one, salt the water. Step two, salt the salt water.
No, okay, no, you got it all, dude. You got it all wrong.
Oh my god, you got
okay.
it all wrong.
Step one: salt water.
Uh-huh.
You got to salt the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you take the water and you add salt.
Yeah.
Copy. Roger.
Got it.
Written down. Yep.
And then
step two:
just water.
More water.
Yeah, dog.
Oh, so skip it so you don't oversalt it. Well, oversalt it and then freshen
yeah.
it up. Is that the key to refer?
Yeah. that's how you make.
So you just make salt water. You're just contaminating the water, but then you're purifying it by adding pure water back into it. The science checks out. All right.
Dr. Dine.
That makes total sense to me, dude.
Don't worry. Dr. Dine's got you, bro.
I totally
you gotta oversalt the water to unsalt it a little to get the right ratio.
Yeah, dude.
Because the whole point is to get the fresh water into the salt water.
Yeah. Like, you can't just start with fresh water, bro. You get a salt. You just got a salt. You just got a salt.
Something's got to get salted. Dude. Something's getting salted step one, all right?
You got to get briny with it.
Yeah, don't fight it. Yeah, you got to get Mike briny with it.
That's what I was about to say. God damn it. Shout out to Mike briny.
If you're listening.
It's very nice.
It's very good.
It's very good. That was like the dude at the gas station complimenting my beard.
Yeah.
This is very good beard.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
How he told you to, like, I kept doing the hand sign to, like, taper it down and, like, make it pointy.
Shave. No, he wasn't saying, like, make it pointy. He was just saying, like,
come down into, like.
No, he was saying, like, just clean up the sides.
Yeah.
He was getting a little too sexy with it.
So you should cut everything but the sides.
And he was like a big dude.
Shave everything off but the sides. But like, I took your advice and look.
Just
you said to leave the sides. No, everything gone except for just like.
No, just. Okay, so here's what I was. Here's what I was trying to say to you. You were ignoring me like a fucking dick.
I know, I do it on purpose because it pisses you off.
Yeah.
It's fun to get y'all riled up.
When I get that tiny chainsaw, I'm going to cut your fingers off. I showed you that, right?
Oh, buddy.
I didn't show you that.
Didn't you have a birthday recently?
No shit, Sherlock.
You got a tiny chainsaw?
I didn't get one.
Oh.
Nobody bought me a Chinese chainsaw.
A Chinese chainsaw.
I just went Asian.
As you start saying it, you're like, yeah, that's making fun of Asians. But then as you say it, you're like, oh, I just turned it into that. Ching chongy. A ching chong.
All right. Either you fucking commit or you give
I
up.
I like playing ching chong with my ching chong.
Anyway, it's a tiny chainsaw. It's fully functional. And it runs on a fucking 9-volt battery.
How big is it? Like that?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be so cool to bust that out. Just
like 100 something bucks.
It'd be cool to bust that out and just start chopping up like kids. Yeah. Like just little twigs. Just something. It'd be like stuff you could easily cheese. Just. Oh, yeah.
Just have it for the charcuterie.
Have one just for cheese and one for sausage. Yep. Fuck. That'd be cool. Yeah.
But anyway. Fuck. I'm trying to think of what I was talking about, what I was looking for.
What were you talking about looking for?
Okay. So, the beard.
Yes.
I want to make a tiny lawnmower.
Whoa.
But to shave your face with?
Oh.
Do you think they exist?
Probably. I'm sure there's some.
Like, imagine me with just a little tiny push lawnmower, just like.
Yeah, I think, like, there's shavers like that.
No, I mean, like, a literal push mower.
Yeah. Like, with the three blades?
No, I mean, like, motorized.
Oh. Oh, with, like, auto drive and stuff?
Yeah.
You're just like hitting your nose and shit, fucking up just the edges.
Blood.
Blood. There's a lot of high. There's a lot of high and low spots in that yard, dude. I know what happens when I hit like a little molehill, dude. That shit.
All right, so it'd have to have like tracks, yeah, like a tank.
Yeah.
Dude, it's possible. Come on.
Step one, lube up your tank tread.
Your tank tread. They're gonna get hairy.
Yeah, look, they're gonna get
gunky. Shit's gonna get hairy. That's
no matter what you do, it's gonna get gunky.
No, it's gonna get hairy. Yeah. That's the catchphrase.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. You don't know how to sell these things.
The dirty hairy.
The dirty hairy. There we go.
Yeah.
Pa-pow.
Is it 5 o'clock? That was my Clint Eastwood.
I'm going to go grab another cold.
Do you want me to grab me one? I got way too much sinus pressure right now.
Bruh.
Do
you want me to, like,
try to do
blow into your nose or something?
Possibly. Or suck it all out.
I can try, but that sounds gross.
I feel like I need two, like, a person on each ear blowing in while you suck through my nose. And I would even plug my tear ducts. Mm.
Yeah. Sony once told me that air does not go through your tear ducts.
It totally does.
You can squirt milk out of them.
Yeah.
Seen it on Guinness, brah.
Yeah, dude. Your eyes can fart.
Yeah, I know.
These tears fart.
These tears fart. It's Purple Rain, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Hold on.
It sure is. All right. Hurry up and go grab a beer. That'll give me time to show you your surprises. Don't do heroin. Simple solution.
Opiates are okay. Like, just heroin is not the same.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother dragon, brah.
Yeah, that's a whole nother dragon milk smoked turkey or smoked salmon is what that is.
Dragon's milk.
Which is what? Which is, Alex bought a pound of that today at the meat store. That was pretty good shit.
We had to milk a dragon for so long.
What did we have for dinner? Jalapeno potato salad.
Yep.
Which was amazing.
Some badass pasta salad.
Some really good Greek feta. Greek pasta feta, salad. Yeah. That was a good Greek feta.
Fire.
Yeah.
I told you that place has good sides.
Yeah. And then what was the main course? What was the protein?
The main protein that was some chicken brats.
Yes.
That were asparagus.
Asparagus.
Swiss cheese.
Chicken brats. They were so good.
Fire.
Even though all weekend my sinuses have been stuffed up.
Yeah, he gone.
I have been mouth breathing and chugging Mucinex.
He gone.
He's been working.
He could breathe on the hike earlier.
Yeah, that's why I think I'm allergic to dogs. I might be now.
There's a dog twitching right next to him.
Yeah.
In the exact moment he's saying that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have it any other way, baby girl. It's nice having a lady up here.
She talks somewhat. It's
nice having another option.
Yeah.
You know, for holes.
No holes.
Just be up in this cabin feeling like Shia LaBeouf at holes, because there's just holes all over the place.
Holes
that he's filling. Dude, you didn't find that good log that was just begging to be violated.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
The one I shook hands
with. Yeah, we shook hands with it for having fungus growing, all kinds of mushrooms growing all over it.
Yeah.
had a hand extended and a hole underneath it.
It's the only way.
Yeah, I'll cut out the tree fucking part. Nah, we'll leave it in. We'll leave the tree fucking in.
Leave whatever, bro. You're going to have to fucking fight me in my sleep.
Yeah, I will. That will happen. Dude, that shirt's tight.
Not if you're dead.
And I am so glad I have it. I can't believe people are like, you should like try to sell it. Like, fuck you. This shit is amazing, dude.
Get it off of me. I feel like it's like a what are those movies where like people like murder people over stuff? It's like a don't make creepy noises.
Oh no. Weirdo. What are you talking about? Like The Purge?
No, like where like there's like just an item and people like get crazy about it.
Uh oh.
Come on. You've never seen a movie like that?
There's a $350 just white.
Now you're just white getting your t-shirt. Gucci on. Just bruh.
White t-shirt.
You can't afford this shit.
I know.
Looking at it.
I know, but I've had a taste.
I'm going to wear this
forever
now.
I've had a taste of the good life.
You're not getting this back.
And I like it.
You're not getting it back.
Alex, it's sweet. Look at you. You're already going crazy over it. Look at that.
That's what I was talking about.
You've instantly been like, ah. how you're going to have to kill me if you want this.
I know. That's what I said. You've never seen a movie like that?
Oh, wow.
See, you're already doing it. God damn. This is going to be the murder
cabin. They got a sweatshirt. They got the hoodie for $5.50, dude.
Bruh, like,
$5.50 I need it.
See?
Damn, I need the whole fit.
This is how they get you.
That's amazing.
I've lost my friend. He gone.
All of a sudden, I become like a fucking... I become a European... Like, it's gonna be a murder fashion
cabin episode.
I become a European fashion hog.
I'm going to have to kill my best friend.
Just, what are you wearing? That's so fall 23, you stupid, ugly, fat bitch.
Is that what you hear?
Pretty much. pretty much. That would be the one thing I do here.
Get this shirt off me.
Yeah.
Get it away. Are we allowed to talk shit on, like, companies?
Yeah.
Like full moon advertisement.
Sure. Talk about whatever the fuck you want, dude. I do not give a shit. This is your show, too.
Well, I told you about that guy.
That fucking snake in the grass. At, over lady. A full moon advertising or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, so the lady.
Full moon there advertising.
There's a lady trying to hit me up.
Uh-huh. Again.
No idea.
It's like, I'm so excited of that beard.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Oh, fuck my puzzle.
No, I... Absolutely not what she said. She said her husband could come and pick me up.
Oh, my husband.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Anyway.
My husband can come, too, if he would like to. All right. Oh, yeah, go on. I want to hear your fucking story. I don't. I've never heard of that. Is it a cartoon? Is it a movie? Hebe's Halloween?
Is Hubie it new? Halloween.
Hebe?
Hubie.
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 Hubert.
Hubert. Hubie.
Hubie.
Yeah. Halloween.
It's my fucking phone. I can look it up for you right now.
Man, I don't know, dude.
Bruh.
Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, shit. New West Michigan mountain biking trail twists through old apple orchards.
Oh, I like this.
This is very good.
Old apple orchards. Sounds like a lot of bees hang out there now.
Just kidding. Make sure you have an EpiPen.
Sounds terrible. Yeah, I'll need a mountain bike where instead of spokes, I just have EpiPens for wheels. Hey, everybody. Thanks.
Spooky.
Thanks for joining us on our little weekend getaway up here at the cabin.
Yes, sirs. Missers.
Maybe next time you guys could come on up here with us. Huh? How would you like that?
There's lots of campgrounds.
Let's do a little vacation with the boys. Hmm?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you just lay your head down and go to bed and dream of being here with us.
In the skunk ravine.
In the skunk ravine. And with that, we say
good night.
Goodbye.